Winston Churchill. He was a great man. If it wasn't for him, most of us, maybe all of us, would be talking German today. Hey, I got to share this with you. This is what he said. Tact is the ability to tell someone to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the trip. Good salesmanship. Okay, white men in Britain have to score higher now on recruitment tests than women or minorities. How's that for, I don't know, racial stuff? I mean, they're prejudiced against us because we're white. Like 18 or 19% of the entire world is white, and we get blamed for everything. Is that true? I mean, leave us alone. Why are they doing that? Why do you treat other people better and different than you do a white guy or a girl? I mean, here's what's going on. This is very vexing. It's called West Midlands Fire and Rescue Services in England, and they require white men to score 70% on verbal and other tests, while women and black people, Asians, or other ethnic men have to only score 60. The change was implemented just a couple of months ago in 2017, and the program that they set up costs £100,000 a year plus £25,000 a month, they say here, £2,500, I should say, pardon me, for Facebook and other social media targets that they've set out for it. And they have this test, you sit down and do it all, and blah, 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 blah. That's bad. I mean, why are you penalizing me because I'm white? How dare you? How dare you do that? And they continue to do it. Talking about colors, hey, when I was younger, because I ain't young now, when I was really young, I went to my mother one day. Hi, Mom. She raised me so well and so nice. She told me all kinds of good things, right? But I went to her and I said, Mom, what's a half-breed? And she said, well, that's when you're half of one nationality and half of another. And I said, isn't that interesting? So I went to school and I told everybody I was a half-breed. And one day the teacher called my mom and said, your boy is telling everybody in school he's a half-breed. She had to sit me down and explain to me that while I'm half English and half Norwegian, I'm kind of not the normal half-breed. And that was kind of my first look at diversity, call it, colors, maybe, whatever, because I kind of thought everybody was the same. And I had friends who were Indians and lived across the street from us and played with them. And of course, cowboys and Indians, and they had to die first. That was a rule back then, right? Just saying. But it was fun and everybody got along. And now the governments are telling us that we're not supposed to get along. The Federal Firearms Center in Canada recently reported that there's 450,000 convicted criminals. They are no longer allowed to own firearms, of course, because they're convicted felons. They should be monitored closely because of their high risk to use firearms in the commission of a subsequent offense, okay? Yet the federal government in Canada doesn't track these people. They're not tracked. They're banned from owning guns, but they're not tracked. But what they do is they track the duck hunter and the target shooter. We already know that the banned 450,000 people have criminal records. Well, we also know that the people that they're looking at don't have criminal records. On the contrary, they're the safest people in the room because they get a background check done on them each and every day. Where's the fairness in that? I mean, this is all about this fake news business, this agenda that the Liberal government has to portray the citizens, they're against their own people, to portray the citizens of Canada, the honest ones, as being bad guys, and they continue to look after the real bad guys, and it's pretty bad. You know what? Liberals, they're so dumb, they actually think they can think. It doesn't work that way. Hey, politically, left is wrong and right is right. Y'all come back here tomorrow and we're going to have some more chat with you from the right. See ya.